Harry Wharton sprang straight at the bully, only to reel back from a sharp left-hander that caught him on the point of the chin. He sat down with a jar to every bone in his body. "Ha, ha, ha!" roared Bulstrode. "How's that? Will you have some more?" Harry did not reply or rise from the carpet. He was too dazed by the shock. As he sat there, another junior belonging to the lower fourth came hurriedly into the study and ran right into him. The newcomer was a somewhat stout junior with a broad face and a pair of large spectacles.
"Yarroo!"
roared the junior as he sprawled on the floor over Harry's legs.
"What's that in the way? What do you mean by having a dog in the study, you silly bounders?"
"Ha, ha, ha!" howled Bulstrode.
Billy Bunter looked round as he rose and peered closely at Harry through his big glasses. It was pretty clear that, big as his spectacles were, they did not assist his vision very much.
"My hat! It's the new kid! Well, what does he mean by sprawling on the floor? I say, you new fellow!"
What Billy Bunter was going to say remained a mystery, for the new boy shoved him violently aside and sprang to his feet.